spoken version of this Scheremaestro market report. Full article. Mueller Industries July volume spike fades as shares climb back within 3.2% of the high. MLI added 3.7% for the week and 20.8% over 4 weeks, but flat participation and negative activity pressure make the near-high test more nuanced. Research brief. Mueller Industries closed at $68.85, just 3.2% below its 52-week high of $71.12, after a strong 4-week recovery. The weekly trend signal is active, and relative strength is positive. Yet market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure sits at negative 0.30, and volume was only 1.0x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. MLI rose 3.7% in the latest week, and 20.8% over 4 weeks, leaving the stock in the top 8.4% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal remains active, with price 10.2% above the $62.50 trend line, but the active streak is only 2 weeks after July's reset. 3. Volume eased to 5.0 million shares, near the 5.1 million 13-week average, and below the heavier July participation that reached 9.4 million shares. 4. Activity pressure is negative, at negative 0.30, while relative strength is positive at 5.90, creating a balanced, rather than fully confirmed setup. 5. The stock trades 71.3% above Scheremaestro fair value, which keeps valuation distance and reversal risk in focus near the high. Price action. Strong recovery, but no fresh confirmation rush. Mueller Industries, the $14.2 billion industrials company in U.S. metal fabrication, finished the week ended 7 August at $68.85, up 3.7%. The move keeps the shares just below the $71.12 52-week high and far above the $44.13 low, with range position at 91.6%. The 4-week return of 20.8% is the standout feature. It ranks fourth among 16 U.S. metal fabrication peers, ahead of the industry's 9.9% average over the same period. The shorter weekly comparison is less dominant. MLI ranked 13th in the industry for the week, as the group averaged a much stronger 9.3%, helped by sharper moves in HiHo, ATI, and AP. Trend signal is constructive. Market dynamics are mixed. The trend signal is active, and price is 10.2% above the $62.50 weekly trend line, which keeps the technical backdrop constructive. Trend breadth is strong for the stock, at 90.4%, with 47 of the past 52 weeks active, although the current active streak is only 2 weeks. The confirmation picture is less clean. Market dynamics show activity pressure at negative 0.30, with no fresh buy state, while relative strength is positive at 5.90. But the activity pressure read has not yet caught up with the price recovery. Sector and industry context. MLI beats the 4-week group, lags the weekly burst. U.S. industrials were broadly positive, with the sector up 3.4% on average for the week, and 53.0% of names in active weekly trends. Sector market dynamics breadth was 55.0%, while positive relative strength breadth was 50.0%, pointing to a constructive but not one-sided backdrop. Within U.S. metal fabrication, breadth was also mixed. 50.0% of names had active trend signals, 56.2% had positive activity pressure, and only 43.8% had positive relative strength. MLI's 4-week rebound stands out in that group, but its 12-week gain of just 1.2% trails the industry average of 17.3%, showing that the recovery is still repairing earlier damage rather than building a clean quarter-long advance. Volume, valuation, and risk. The high-range test needs follow-through. Volume was 5.0 million shares in the latest week, essentially in line with the 5.1 million 13-week average and 1.2x the 52-week average of 4.1 million. That is adequate participation, but it is well below the July surge, when weekly volume reached 9.4 million on 17 July and stayed elevated at 8.0 million and 7.1 million over the following 2 weeks. Risk is more visible after the rebound. 13-week volatility is 5.2%, above the 52-week level of 4.3%. And the worst recent week was an 11.9% fall in early July. The stock's 71.3% premium to Scheremaestro fair value shows strong market demand, but it also raises the bar for continued execution. Next, investors should watch whether MLI can challenge the 52-week high on expanding volume and whether activity pressure turns positive rather than leaving relative strength to carry the setup alone. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.